The Lord is truly with us, YouTube family, and it's August the 4th, 2015. And this morning when I came into worship, or shall I say this early afternoon, when I came into worship, a message that had been left in our personal messages kind of stuck in my mind. It was a gentleman, I believe, inquiring about the rapture and talking a little bit about disappointment that it hasn't come about yet, because I think it was back in June that I was telling everyone to put their dancing shoes on, and that was the Lord. But, you know, I go through the same scruples that you guys go through, so I'm just going to share with you what's been on my heart and mind. The Lord really apprehended me during worship, and that's going to be part of what I'm going to share with you today. I had another message planned. In fact, it's almost all ready. It has to be recorded. But this was so important that I felt I needed to get it up first. So here we go. As I began this morning, I love you, precious family. This is me. And I understand many of you feel hurt that Jesus has not come for his bride yet. And we've got our dancing shoes on since June already. And so many other preparations we've made, expecting him to come when the dogwood blooms. By the way, it also blooms in late summer in certain parts of the United States. Expecting him to come when CERN started up. Expecting him to come when treaties were signed. Expecting him to come when Jade Helm began. I'm feeling let down as well. Well, I am. And for every viewer that takes the time to comment, there's probably another 100 who haven't. So some of you even feel that I haven't been hearing from the Lord. And from time to time, I ask myself that same question. I wouldn't be human if I didn't have doubts sometimes, would I? So I come under attack too. And this is something I've been wanting to address. I've been feeling it in my heart. But it was just today that the Lord brought it up. Every time I put out a message, there are certain ones who take the time to comment and tell me what an answer to prayer that message was. And I feel him so strongly. I hear him and I see him and he confirms so many things to me. So why do we fall into doubt and unbelief? It's partly just human nature, but could it be that we're feeling let down and abandoned and disappointed? Well, to be honest, I feel that way sometimes. I struggle with those very same feelings. Could it be that we're feeling let down and abandoned and disappointed? Well, to be honest, I feel that way too sometimes. I struggle with those same feelings. But if you'll remember, during the Bread of Life discourse, when all of the followers of Jesus left him and deserted him because the sayings were just too harsh, eating the blood and body of the Lord, the Lord said, "Are you going to desert me too?" And Peter said, "To whom shall we go, Lord? You have the words of eternal life." And I felt that way many times, like, where am I going to go? So I feel disappointed or abandoned. What am I going to do? Am I going to desert the Lord and not respond to him when he wants to give me a message? I can't do that, because I really believe with all my heart that this is him. So this afternoon, the Lord really stopped me during worship and put his voice so clearly in my mind, I just couldn't go on. I had to sit down and share with you what he was saying. My people, you and I have different agendas. You are longing to escape the pains of this earth. You are longing to enter into your eternal reward. And you are longing to be with me. I do not fault you for this. I totally understand and long for you as well. But your agenda and my agenda, they don't match. I have come to save the lost, and I know only too well that when that window of mercy slams shut, it's going to hurt millions of people. Don't you see? This is the most painful thing I must ever endure. And the very thought of doing it makes me collapse in tears as I was in the garden before my crucifixion. Do you know what was the most painful thing for me to endure? It was the crushing loss of those who rejected my love and my grace and their provision to return to heaven with me. That was far and away the most painful thing I ever experienced. You see, I remember the disposition of that little soul when it came to earth. I remember the purity, the beauty, the sincerity. And looking at it now, all disfigured and deformed by sin and lies, looking at it pushing me away, rejecting my provision, is crushing my very heart. And why are they pushing me away? Because man has deformed and disfigured and defamed my name, my faith, my person. They don't recognize me because those who represent me are not like me. Many are full of judgment and hypocrisy. They've been taught God is hateful, mean, strips away joy, and he's overly demanding and judgmental. And to live for him is to live in a straitjacket. They have been taught that if they walk into church with two different colored socks, they'll be judged and rejected. Man has presented this image to them. So now in these last hours, I have raised up ministers who will convey my true nature to this world, so that those who have been fed the twisted agenda of religion will recognize, that's not Jesus. That was never Jesus. And then I can show them truly who I am. And the results I'm seeing are spectacular. You have turned around and recognized me, finally. How wonderful that is. Oh, my aching heart is so comforted by you. But do you know there are more just like you, who are chained and being dragged off into perdition because they have yet to know me? Some of these are your very relatives and children. Let me ask you this. What are you willing to suffer to see your loved ones brought into the kingdom? How long are you willing to wait to see them saved and rejoicing in me, even as you now rejoice in me? What is it worth to you? What price are you willing to pay, truly? Not theoretically, but truly, what's the price of their souls to you? You all know I'm coming soon. I've been pouring the pressure on since the 60s to convince my people I am coming. And each month I pour the pressure on even more and more and more. Why? To disappoint you and leave you hanging? No. To get you into gear to apply yourselves to my agenda and to see more brought into the kingdom. At that point, I stopped and asked the Lord a question. I said, Lord, this is so confusing because some don't have a clear calling of your agenda. They don't see what they can do. They haven't a clue as to how to begin to approach people. Lord, I've been guilty of this. If it weren't for this channel you've given me, I'd still be guilty of that and confused and not know what to do. And he answered me. Wake them up through their conscience, through their disappointments and emptiness inside. They are the walking dead, sound asleep, and they're all around you. Many of them know they are not alive. Something vital is missing. They can feel that emptiness. They're walking around wounded, lonely, confused, no direction in life. Approach them from that direction. Are you hurting? Have you been deeply disappointed? Are you feeling hopelessness about your life? Are you seeing more and more terrible things coming upon the world? Do you still want to live? Do you want your life to turn around? Do you want to have hope and joy and feel good about life again? Many, many, many are on the very verge of despair because nothing they planned has worked out. Violence, immorality, disappointment, failed dreams. Oh, how painfully they suffer. And no one has the answers. Life is a hopeless void. Isn't there something more to life than my dreams being shattered? Do you know how many feel that way? Thousands. No, millions. Because of the reprobate rulers, the genocides, the persecution, the wicked governments, millions suffer this. Yes, millions. My children, there's nothing mysterious about it. You must tell people, I'm not living my life now for earthly rewards. I'm living my life to prepare for my death and for heaven. Soon we will all have to answer to God for what we did or what we didn't do with the life breath He gave us. So I'm living for Him. If you died tomorrow, how would you stand before God? Have you lived your life just for yourself, for what you could have, for your own pleasures? Or have you reached out to others and been a blessing to the infirm, elderly, and the challenged, the underdog? If you've lived for yourself, you have nothing to present to God when you die, nothing but selfishness and condemnation. Is that what you want? And now He's speaking again to us. Do you know the hope you have within you? Do you know that you indeed have all the answers they will ever need? I need you, my people, my brides. I need you to rise up and confront people on the levels they're suffering. Stop looking at the clouds and start looking at my heart as breaking for them. Please, please, stop looking for your own deliverance and start looking for the deliverance of others. You who were in school, continue in school, but be a living witness to my love wherever you go. Let your light shine. You are so different than the ones that are not saved. You are so unique. You have the answers they don't have. They're not happy with their selfishness. They're lost inside. When they see you being kind and going out of your way, being happy, they'll want to know what it is you have that makes you that way. They're searching inside, but doing it without hope, because they don't know me. You do know me, and you have all their answers. I will come for you at an hour you do not expect. How many times have I told you that? How many times? On this channel, on other channels, in my word, in church, I will come at an hour you do not expect. Stop expecting by dates. You're living like yo-yos, not like my representatives. You're confused and depressed because your dates didn't pan out. But don't you know I'm ramping you up to get busy? I've not abandoned you. I'm trying to raise you up to the reality all around you that I grieve over every day. So many will be lost. You will look back on your lives and say, why didn't I talk to them? Why, Lord? Oh, God, forgive me. And at the same time, they will be down on earth saying, why didn't they tell us? Yet others will say, I tried, Lord. I tried to tell them. And the ones they witness to will say, they tried to tell us, but we just wouldn't believe. Which group do you want to be in when you stand before me? Are you going to be in the group that increased their talents or in the group that buried them? In that day, you will see the difference between the ones who bore a harvest and the ones that were lazy. Do not put off your lives because you know time is short. Go forward and carry me with you. For those who have received a call to full-time ministry, I tell you now, you will be deeply disappointed with your life if you put me off for another day. Move forward with all your God-inspired plans. And if you have no plans, seek me until you find me, and I'll give you plans. I will lead you quietly, gently in your heart. You will feel drawn in a certain direction. It will be a still small voice and an affection in your heart. But you'll have to listen very carefully, because such noisy things as video games, rock music, crowds of people, traffic, and business have jaded your ears, so you cannot hear my tender leadings. Gosh, Lord, it sounds like it's going to be years before you come. Didn't I say I would surprise you? What if I surprise you when you're sitting on a rooftop watching the eastern sky while your brother is in the same apartment building, shooting up and going to hell that very night? How will you stand before me? Will that not be the fruit of selfishness? What I'm asking of all of you, my brides, is to stop living for yourself. Yes, keep in mind you're watching for my coming. You're listening for the shofar. But do put your backs into the work at hand. Proceed confidently with your education and your work. Do not put your lives on hold because you're living from date to date, posted on different channels. Didn't I ask you not to do that because it would only cause confusion, fear, and despair? You are being manipulated by focusing solely on this. I know your curiosity got the best of you because I endowed you with curiosity. I know how powerful it can be if you don't have sufficient self-control. Pray for more self-control. It is good to expect my coming. It is good to be spurned on because I give you clues that I am at the door. Keep this in your heart, but move forward with your lives, confident that I will be pleased with what I find my servant doing at my arrival. And one last thing I would like to confirm to you, Claire, because I've heard the music of your heart. It is quite true. I have forestalled the rapture because of your prayers. You have all been on the verge of the rapture, quite literally, for years. But because of the sincere prayers of your hearts, because of the grief you carry for your relatives and for the world, I have relented and delayed. Claire, I have told you this from day one. Go back to your old messages and you'll find my very first message to all of you on this was that my bride was not ready. In other words, not everyone has been brought in. Some of you on this channel have only come to the Lord a couple of months ago. You can thank the saints on earth for their prayers. They are the ones who forestalled the searing judgment on this earth. And I still have my hand raised in the forestalled position because I see so many only a footstep away. But Lord, wasn't it you that told me that a date had been set? I did, and it has come and gone because of my mercy. There are layers of salvation taking place. One group comes into the kingdom. Another group, very often related to them, follows. Wave after wave of salvation. But there is soon coming a time when that will end. I want it to go on forever. This is where I wish for your heart to be, too. Please do not focus your prayers on your own comforts or deliverance. Focus them on the lost I have yet to reach. Pray like never before that workers will go into the harvest fields. And one more thing. If your life is boring and lifeless, it's because you're not living for me, but for yourself. I never allow my servants' lives to be boring. I always send sufficient consolation and joy to uphold you. If you're bored, it's not because you're serving me, but you were serving yourself and waiting for me rather than serving others and knowing I'm coming. So I hope this will answer many of your questions as to what to do right now. Many of you are facing college and jobs. I want you to seek me with all your hearts. and follow my tender leadings in your hearts. I spread my mantle of grace over you all now and impart to you conviction, repentance, hope, and the joy of a new life lived for me, and confirmations of my leadings in your lives. Go forth in confidence. I'm coming soon. Who then is the faithful and sensible slave whom his master put in charge of his household to give them the food at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds doing so when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions.